Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Style, technology, and heritage come together to create a bold new icon. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads from our D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Looking forward to being in Memphis tonight. Pastor J. Lawrence Turner of the Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church has been installed. And so I'll be speaking at the Peabody Hotel tonight. So looking forward to our chatting with our folks in Memphis tonight.
Say hello to the ducks for us.
I will say hello to the ducks and hurry up so we can get on the elevator to go back to the room. that is a great tradition there. We've often talked about Chicago in terms of food deserts, and not just Chicago, but also across the country as well, in terms of many of our neighborhoods where you can't find grocery stores, and that way you can get fresh fruits and vegetables and things along those lines. And this week, in the Inglewood community, Whole Foods is opening, they're opening a store there, got a $10 million subsidy. But what else is Chicago doing to deal with this issue in order for our folks to be healthy? We turn to Mari Gallagher, who's actually a researcher. She's really been on top of this whole food desert situation there and across the country. She joins us this morning. And I got to tell you, a lot of folks are excited about this one grocery store, but there have been other innovative things that they've been doing in Chicago to try to deal with this problem, Mari.
Yeah. Well, first of all, good morning, everyone. How are we doing today?
Doing great.
All right. I bet we've all had our breakfast already and hopefully something nutritious. Well, yeah, in many neighborhoods, it's hard to find that healthy food. And as you said, we need to be creative with solutions. And we are seeing a lot of creativity in Chicago from the big chain store coming in, like a Whole Foods, to vendor carts, the grocery bus, urban ag. There are many different initiatives. You know, there's not one single reason why we have food deserts. There's not one single problem, and there's not one single solution, and that means we can all do something. So that's the exciting part, and so all your listeners can think about what they can do to step up. All of us need to step up and try to choose that healthier food more often.
I saw that Trinity Church under Pastor Otis Moss, they have a market or a garden. What are they doing every weekend to also drive this as well?
Yeah, no, they're doing a lot. They have a garden. You know, you mentioned churches, and I know that's a big part of your listener base. And churches all around the country are finding ways to be a conduit of healthy food. I know we were doing a project actually with John Piercy of Neighbor Capital and Peapod, primarily through churches, to help distribute fruit baskets, you know, so people could buy a nice assortment of fresh fruits for a very affordable price. You know, it's not always so easy to get in certain neighborhoods. I think many of us take it for granted. And, you know, when you can
speaking of affordable, Whole Foods is pretty expensive as grocery stores go. And you're going to put Whole Foods in Inglewood on the south side of Chicago?
Are you a naysayer, Roland? No. I think it's a really exciting experiment. It is a threat, and I think they want a threat.
She's moving.
I think we're losing, Mari. I think we're losing you right now. Tom, to your point, that was an issue that was addressed at the news conference this weekend, and Whole Foods made it clear that they're going to be competitive there in terms of pricing as well. One of the things that also I thought was pretty interesting, folks, those food trucks, folks they also have created those where they're literally driving around town and parking those in different neighborhoods where folks can also buy fruits and vegetables as well. So some pretty innovative things going on there that hopefully for our listening audience in their own communities, if they have a difficulty problem, maybe these are some good ideas can take place, because the bottom line is we're the ones who are being most impacted for lack of quality foods because grocery stores are not being built.
Yeah.
So unfortunately that Mari's phone went out, but Mari Gallagher, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And the folks in Chicago, hey, keep being creative because got to get our folks healthy. And I'm waiting to see, Tom, maybe you open one of those gardens. Growing some stuff.
Jay,
I mean, you're from
stuff,
Alabama. I mean, you know,
that,
Tuskegee.
I'll be
you're going to grow some. Oh, that was Jay.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom, you're from Tuskegee. You grow some stuff.